Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Coming up, flying low over the Sea of Cortez through the spout of a blue whale. But first, this note on emerging science from Megan Vigen.
Scratching your head about what alternative fuel could go into your gas tank? What if there was a fuel you could use twice? Richard Gross, a chemist at Polytechnic University in Brooklyn, has developed a plastic that can easily be converted to fuel. The plastic is made from vegetable oil, the same stuff that makes biodiesel. But instead of going right to the fuel tank, Gross's new substance can double as a Tupperware container first. The fatty acids in vegetable oil are used to create the bioplastic. Gross developed a process to convert the fatty acids into polymers, long chains of similar molecules, sort of like pearls on a necklace. And polymers are the main ingredient in plastic. The conversion of plastic to fuel is then relatively low tech. All it takes is a shredder, warm water, and an enzyme called cutinase. The enzyme breaks the polymers into separate pearls. And after a few days, the plastic dissolves into liquid biodiesel. The plastic isn't commercially viable yet, but the potential to turn plastic trash into easy fuel has got the attention of the Pentagon. The average soldier generates 7 pounds of plastic waste a day, including their notorious field rations, the plastic-wrapped MREs, or meals ready to eat. If they used bioplastic wrapping, these soldiers could each turn that trash into 1 gallon of fuel per day. Now there's a plastic that does double duty. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Megan Vigent.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.